Well, in this world, certainly one of the big names and most esteemed names is King Crimson.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about King Crimson.
Well, what we're going to hear now, it wasn't as famous as some of the other King Crimson stuff, like with songs Elephant Talk and Frame by Frame and things of that nature. King Crimson did this album called Thrack, where they had two drummers, two bassists, and two guitarists. And the way they mixed it and the way they put these songs together was, there really isn't a word for it. I mean, when I was turned on to this by a semi-famous drummer way back in, I think it was the 90s, I just sort of sat there and drooled the whole time. And we talked about it and both of us discussed it. And when he would come off tour, we'd go out back and we'd go up in the loft of the barn that I had this place at the time. I had two drum sets set up there specifically for he and I. And we knew this music so well that we didn't need a guitarist or bassist. We would just play the drum lines on what this band was doing. And the drummers were, of course, Bill Bruford, Mr. I Have the Perfect Drum Roll, and then Pat Mastalotto. And, you know, if you know who Pat Mastalotto is, he's a session drummer, and he's the founding member of Mr. Mister. And he also played with another prog rock band called Flower Kings. He did drumming for them. And then Bill Bruford, of course, King Crimson, Genesis, UK, Earthworks, and the most famous one of all is Yes. I had to cough there, excuse me. I got all wound up. So what they did is they actually wrote this album, wrote the music, and this first one is a break in the album, and it's called Baboom. And it's two drummers playing a drum solo. And you can automatically pick out which one is Bill Bruford by his perfect drum roll. Remember I said earlier in the program that there's always one signifying thing that certain drummers have that they always do. Bill Bruford, to me, has the perfect drum roll. And you'll be able to hear it in this sequence that we're going to do here.
All right, bit one from Baboom.
And as you can tell, you can hear two different drummers going in each earphone or each speaker.
Let's play that again.
Love it. Yeah, so you can hear the difference. There's one drummer creating the low end and the power, and the other drummer on the other side is creating sort of a rhythmic melody, and they're starting to speak to one another, you know, for lack of a better expression, across the room. Say, hello, how are you? Hey, man, I ain't seen you in a while. What you been doing? Boom. Cool, man, real cool. And boom. So they're just basically speaking to one another right now.
Which was the original function of a drum, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. They used it in military and battle and stuff like that, speaking across. You know, you can sit there and yell all day long across the valley or what, you know. Hey, you know, load up the pea shooters and air pistols and, you know, bows with suction cups and and they would speak back and forth to one another, and the generals that were commanding, that's how they moved their troops and their armies and their regiments into battle and how they functioned in battle.
Well, plus when you have a full regiment of drummers,
Or Terry Bozzio.
Well, that can be kind of scary. It sort of strikes fear in the enemy.
Hey, you know, most restaurants won't let more than three drummers into the restaurant at a time.
Really? It's written into the bylaws.
Bylaws.
Yeah. So what are we going to hear in bit two from Baboon?
Basically, what I was talking about, that perfect snare drum roll that Bill Bruford does, and they change from doing this slow kind of groove discussion thing, and they speed it up.
Okay, here we go. Bum, 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 bum. There's the roll.
Ew. Now you can hear that same progression going on one side. Dum, 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 dum. And one's keeping a regular kind of cool little straight ahead pattern. Oh, there's Bill again. Hi, this is Bill. Hi, this is my calling card.
Huh, should we play the whole thing?
Yeah, we can because it's short enough.
Yeah, it's 4 minutes. Yeah. That'll bring us right up to the top of the hour too. So that's good. Here's King Crimson with Baboon.
Hola.
This is KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. Broadcasting at 88.1 FM and via translators, K202AB at 88.3 in Glenwood Springs, K202AT at 88.3 in Aspen, K203EG at 88.5 in Basalt, K203EH at 88.5 in Redstone, K234BJ at 94.7 in Old Snowmass.
Let your hair down and let yourself go.
K235AP at 94.9 in Thomasville, K228AG at 93.5 in Leadville.
Let your hair down. That's what we're doing here on today's Beyond Beyond. Being joined here in the studio by Andy Scott, a drummer extraordinaire and all around good guy. Thanks, Andy, for joining us today.
Hey, man, Luke, this is so much fun.
It's great. I'm loving it. I hope you're loving it too out there. Support for the upcoming programming coming from the Noon Law Firm at 10th and Grand in Glenwood Springs, providing legal advice and representation for water rights, land use, real estate, and business transactions. 945-4500. And from the Pullman in Glenwood Springs, a new breed of American eatery, pairing simple food and wine with conscious hospitality and surroundings. Lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. Reservations at 970-234-9234. Menu and hours at the Pullman, GWS.com. And last, stay tuned for Living Permaculture coming right up at 4:30. We still have two or three more songs to get through before we're done with things. Should we move to Virgil Donati or should we do the other King Crimson tune?
Well, you know what? Let's just move to Virgil.
All right, let's do it. Who is Virgil Donati?
Virgil Donati is an Australian drummer that has this way with time signatures and great, great, great drummer. Played with Planet X. I mean, it's just off the wall with this guy. He plays with Planet X, Ice Fish. That's a new band that he's in. If you can watch and see this new band, Ice Fish, it is just the newest, coolest prog rock that I really enjoyed. He also did drumming for another band called Semantic Saturation. And if you can look that up too, Semantic Saturation, this guy's a great, great guitarist. But what we're going to hear now is the first one that I ever heard from Virgil Donati. And we played it before on the last show, and he uses indigenous Australian, everything behind him, but he plays an ostinato on the double bass. And when I was explaining it to Luke just sort of glazed over at me and just said, wow. I know I'm doing good when Luke looks at me and goes, wow, I never knew that. And he really breaks up the drumming. He's playing this real cool halftime thing over the top of this really fast double bass pattern. And it's quite enjoyable. And when I heard it, I had to learn it. I absolutely had to learn what he was doing. And he is so well versed in rudiments. And this is how he does a lot of his stuff. He'll make a rudimentary pattern on his bass drums, and then he'll bring something straight ahead over the top, or he'll use a second set of rudiments on his hi-hats. He uses dual hi-hats, and it's just great to hear him. And he's got a groove. It's not a straight-ahead double bass thrash metal thing like most people hear. It has got a groove and a funk all its own.
All right, here's a bit. Oh, you can hear it already.
Yep.
Whoa. Holy. bap, bap, bap.
It's like oompa, 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 oompa. So you can't get confused with all the things that you're hearing all of a sudden. The basic feel of it is like oompa, 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 with some serious double bass drumming going on. It is a fun pattern to play.
Huh.
So sometime when you come over for dinner, Luke, I will go. I'll take you downstairs. I'll play that pattern for you.
Nice.
You'll just kind of go, ooh,
ooh, yeah. Ooh. Let's listen to it again. That's a short one. I think what I like about it is how deceptive it is. It sounds incredibly complex, but after you describe the two parts of it,
yep,
it's actually quite simple. But it's two simples making a complexity.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, people, two opposing thoughts can make something amazing if you let it talk to one another.
Yeah.
And that's what Virgil's doing.
Yeah. Huh. Great, great metaphor again.
There you
go.
Lots
of metaphors happening today.
Yes, I'm the metaphor master today, especially with the food particles.
You gotta love metaphors.
Yeah.
Should we listen to the whole song, drum speak?
Yeah, we can do that. And all it, right. And it gets into a straight ahead part in the middle to where he goes, I know you're gonna love this.
Cool. Beyond, beyond, Gideon K. Virgil Donati, drum speak.
Put your stink on it, Virgil.
Yes, sir. How do you know that?
Well, if you're listening into it this far, you're feeling kind of sexy right now.
Yeah, definitely. Love this part. Love this part.
Virgil just starts playing on his own time right there with his hands. It's like, don't judge me. Don't talk to me. I do what I want.
Is he making all that noise himself? He doesn't have a percussion. No. There's a percussionist.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go, man. Now he changed the bass drum pattern around.
Just for the heck of it.
Yeah. So if you listen to metal and speed metal and stuff, it's just a straight ahead pounding. If you listen to him, what he's doing right now, he uses dynamics in it. Don't judge me, I do what I want.
Your Honor, we were not having too much fun.
No, we weren't.
Virgil Donati with drum speak. Yeah, he was making them speak, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Very impressive.
So,
very impressive. You know, we should shout out the pool people.
Oh, the Agua Caliente Social Club.
Si, senor.
Yes.
I know that they were all going to tune in.
Yes,
so hello to everybody.
Hello. Hello.
It is coming up on 4:15 here in the Roaring Fort Valley. This is Katie and Kay. The door is open and the lights are on since 1983, thanks to membership support from people like you. In-kind support comes from Louie, the computer guy.
Louie, I know him.
Providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. Winding down the... what did we decide to call it? It wasn't Drummer's Bonanza. It was...
something octopi. I don't know.
Octopi. Yeah, we'll have to... yeah, we'll come up with something.
The human octopi. So...
sounded good. Some of those drummers sound like they have more than two arms, for sure.
Oh, they do.
So, the last one we have for you, the last piece with a couple of bits, is from Horacio Hernandez.
Yes.
Tell me about... Horacio Hernandez.
Basically, he's from Cuba. He's won Grammy Awards as a drummer. The guy's phenomenal. He's played with, you know, Roy Hargrove, Santana. He's got an honorary doctorate from Berkeley in 2010. His solo band's called Italuba. And this is from this song right here. Is from an earlier time. It's off one of the drummers compilations, same one where I got Virgil Donati. And this is what we've structured during the day is independence of drum beats, drum rhythms, and becoming independent on each appendage. And what I talk about when we've got Latin rhythms are the coolest in the world because it started out with just a bunch of percussionists, and then over time you get the Afro-Cuban or you get the South American drummers and stuff, and they just sort of replaced all the percussionists down to one drum set. And if you hear me talk about the clave, it represents the structure and the core of many Afro-Cuban rhythms. And I call the clave the spirit. That's what the whole song is based upon. And what you're going to hear now is, you know, a clave, and you seem not to be able to grasp the beat until all the music comes in, but it's really not the drums themselves that are creating the beat. The rest of the band is sort of holding the beat and the rhythm and the melody down while Horatio solos over it and builds up into it. But you're going to hear this woodblock sound. You'll hear one, it's either 1-2-3-1-2 or 1-2-1-2-3. And that's called the cascara. And that's, you know, played in Latin, salsa, bossa, samba, Afro-Cuban. And it was a rhythm that was played on the side of the timbale. But the drummers started to adapt it to playing it with a foot pedal. And I have something like that at the house, and it's mounted on what they call a gajate. And I put cowbells on it, or I'll put the wood block on it when I played with Valle Musical one time, and I threw that wood block on it. You seen the whole audience looking for that wood block.
Oh, and it was down there at your right foot.
Left foot.
Oh, left foot.
Left foot. And, you know, you work it with your hi-hat foot.
Oh.
But This is what's really cool. If you start listening to this song and break it apart, you'll hear him use it a little bit at the forefront of the song. But as he gets into it, start listening for that 2-3 or 3-2 pattern. That is the cascara. And that just, when you can hear that, the drums become more clearer to you. And you start to feel the whole rhythm and kind of grasp the percussive and the percussion part of the Latin songs. And when we listen to the whole song, you'll get it. You'll get it.
All right, here's the first bit. Let's see what it sounds like. It is.
Yeah. And it's, you heard the whole band have the rhythm and the melody going on, and the drums going, I do what I want, don't judge me. I'm here. I am the god of this song. And you heard the cascara pattern start to come in.
Okay. Here's the second bit. There it is. Cascara.
Yeah. So you heard him build up the phrasing over the top of it, and you think you're hearing a drummer just playing a drum solo, but he's playing all the percussion parts. He's playing all the percussion parts between his snare drum, his mounted toms, his mambo cowbell, and everything that's going on in there. And he just sort of builds it up and makes it sound like a percussion section.
Yeah.
But it's all one drummer.
Huh.
And this guy is considered one of the top Latin drummers. And I really like listening to him or Richie Morales. Richie Morales is another Latin drummer that just intrigues me to no end, because they don't approach it as Afro-Cuban or Latin. The feel is that, but they create their own identity within that cultural style of music. They bring all different cultures into it, and it's just amazing. And if you'll notice, the band carried the beat and the melody. You know, you can hear the bass line. And when we hear this full song, once it gets to that part, when it starts into the song, you'll know it. You'll know it. But if you listen to this song with that 2-3 cascara, you'll start to get it. You'll start to get it. And I had a guy tell me one time, if you don't get the Latin rhythm or get the feel of it, watch a Latin woman dance to it. And it's not misogynistic whatsoever. Her body and the way she knows how to dance will give you that drum beat and that drum pattern.
Huh. Interesting.
Learn to dance, people.
Wow.
Ooh.
All right, let's listen to the whole song. Ceviche.
You know, you're the one that taught me how to pronounce that.
Well, I don't know if it's the same as the chilled soup, the chilled cucumber soup.
I don't know. I was pronouncing ceviche. It like some redneck out of a trailer park. Hey, this song's called Ceviche. And Luke nicely corrected me.
Horacio Hernandez on the drums. Here we go. Here's the whole song. And I think we might have a minute or two to say goodbye at the end of it. Stay tuned.
Well, we'll be right back.
It's amazing that there's no percussionist.
Nope.
It's all one guy.
I don't need no stinking percussionist.
Well, we're going to do the big fade, Andy.
Oh, my God. Is it getting dark?
No, but it is getting to the end of today's Beyond Beyond. Hey, this was really cool.
Did you have fun? I did. I really appreciate you too. Having me on again.
Me too.
Other than the pool and then all the pre-production we did, we had fun doing that too.
Yeah.
I have to let everybody know that we just figured this show out on the fly.
You know, you've laid down the gauntlet, though. You know, now I'm going to have to put a guitarist on and have him or her talk about guitar and them, those brassy.
You need
people.
To see the look that I'm giving Luke right now. Those brass guys, they're all blowing back there. Yeah, somebody need to buy me a drink. I'm looking like a whole bag of chips and everything. Somebody better buy me a drink. I just walked in the door.
And what's the drummer say?
You need to sit down and hush before you get hit with a stick.
Oh. Well, that was really cool. I had a lot of fun with that one.
I did too.
That was really great.
I really appreciate you letting me come on the air and yap.
Yeah, and if you're wondering who was doing all that yapping, Andy Scott is with me here in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy. And I'm Luke Nessler, and I'll be back next week with Roots, Branches, and Buds. And we will do another issue of, what are we calling it?
Something octopi.
Oh, yeah, right.
Drummers don't have issues. They just have broken sticks.
Yeah. I'll bet there's a lot of drummers' jokes. Maybe we should start next show with drummers' jokes.
We don't like those.
You don't?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
We get hurt. We might only have one feeling, but they get hurt.
All right. On that note, we're going to go into living permaculture right here on KD&K. Thanks for listening.